Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Semtech Corporation, also known by its ticker, SMTC. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of this semiconductor player, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Semtech, a company that might not be a household name like some tech giants, but definitely has a solid footprint in the industry. Let's dive in with a quick overview before we get into the nitty-gritty. Semtech Corporation operates in the semiconductor space, part of the broader technology sector, focusing on high-performance analog and mixed-signal solutions. Think IoT devices, data centers, and communications infrastructure. These are the areas where Semtech chips away at innovation. With a global presence and a workforce dedicated to pushing boundaries, they've carved out a niche in a highly competitive market. Now, let's set the stage with some recent developments and performance trends to frame our analysis. Looking at the latest news and updates, Semtech has been making waves with strategic moves that caught the market's attention. There's buzz around their product innovations and partnerships that signal growth potential, though some operational challenges have also surfaced. Performance-wise, the stock has shown mixed results over various timeframes. Short-term, we've seen some volatility in the past week and month, but zooming out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there are signs of resilience compared to industry peers in the semiconductor space. The sector itself has had its ups and downs, but Semtech seems to be navigating the turbulence with a focus on long-term value. With that in mind, let's break this down into a full SWOT analysis to see where Semtech stands for us as long-term investors, while keeping an eye on what could move the needle in the shorter term. Strengths. First up, Semtech's financial performance is a standout, especially when you peek at their latest earnings call for Q4 and fiscal year 2025. They've reported sequential revenue growth, which is a strong signal of operational momentum. Their gross profit margins are holding up nicely, reflecting efficiency in their core business. For us long-term folks, this kind of consistency is a green flag. Another big plus is their focus on high-growth areas like IoT and data center solutions. The earnings call highlighted strong demand in these segments, and with their product portfolio aligned to these trends, Semtech is well-positioned to ride the wave of digital transformation. It's not just hype. Their revenue breakdown by product category shows solid contributions from these cutting-edge areas. Let's talk balance sheet for a second. Semtech has a decent current ratio and quick ratio, indicating they've got the liquidity to handle short-term obligations. That's reassuring when you're thinking about sustainability over the long haul. Plus, their free cash flow yield is competitive, showing they're generating cash to reinvest or return to shareholders. Lastly, their return on equity is impressive compared to some industry averages. This tells me management is using shareholder capital effectively to drive profits, which is exactly what we want to see as investors. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Semtech isn't without its challenges. One red flag from the earnings call is the operational hiccups they've acknowledged. Whether it's supply chain constraints or execution issues, these are headwinds that could dent short-term performance. As long-term investors, we can stomach some bumps, but it's worth keeping an eye on how they address these. Another concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not alarmingly high, but it's something to monitor, especially in a rising interest rate environment. Too much leverage can limit flexibility for future investments or weather unexpected downturns, so I'd like to see them manage this down over time. Valuation-wise, their price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to the industry average. This suggests the market might be pricing in a lot of future growth, which could mean limited upside if they don't deliver. For us, this means we need to be cautious about entry points. Lastly, while their dividend yield exists, it's not particularly attractive for income-focused investors. If you're looking for steady payouts as part of your long-term strategy, Semtech might not be your top pick right now. On the flip side, there's a lot to get excited about with Semtech. The semiconductor industry is at the heart of tech innovation, and with IoT and 5G continuing to expand, Semtech has a clear runway for growth. Their earnings call emphasized optimism about future demand in these areas, and I think they're onto something big here. Long term, this could be a game changer. Geographically, their revenue segments show a strong presence in key regions, and there's room to expand further into emerging markets. If they play their cards right, tapping into these areas could drive significant top-line growth over the next decade. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts are projecting a more reasonable valuation in the coming years, with the average forward PE suggesting the stock could become more attractively priced if earnings catch up. This is a potential sweet spot for us to watch as long-term holders. Finally, their focus on R&D and capital expenditure, as seen in their cash flow statements, shows they're not sitting still. Investments in property, plant, and equipment signal they're gearing up for future capacity and innovation. If these bets pay off, we could see outsized returns down the line. Threats. Now let's talk risks, because no investment is without them. The semiconductor industry is notoriously cyclical, and Semtech isn't immune to downturns. If we see a broader tech slowdown, as hinted at by some sector performance metrics, their revenue could take a hit. We've got to factor this into our long-term outlook. Competition is fierce in this space. Bigger players with deeper pockets could squeeze Semtech's market share, especially if they lag on innovation or pricing. The industry's average PE being lower than Semtech's also suggests competitors might be more attractively valued, drawing investor attention elsewhere. Macro challenges are another concern. Supply chain disruptions, geopolitical tensions, or shifts in interest rates could all weigh on Semtech's operations and profitability. Their earnings call did mention efforts to mitigate these, but it's still a wild card for the short to medium term. Lastly, while their net income and operating cash flow look solid, any unexpected drop in demand, especially in key segments like IoT, could derail growth projections. As long-term investors, we need to stay vigilant about these external pressures. All right, folks, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts on Semtech Corporation. From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with a lot of promise, particularly in high-growth areas like IoT and data centers. Their financials show strength in key areas like revenue growth and profitability, and their forward-looking strategy seems aligned with industry megatrends. However, the operational challenges, debt levels, and competitive pressures are real hurdles that could impact performance if not managed well. For me, Semtech is a stock to watch closely. There's potential for solid returns if they execute on their opportunities, but it's not without risks that could shake things up in the short to medium term. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus our concise SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts on Semtech in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are you cautious about the risks? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.